At stop 11, you're facing the salt marsh and Goose Pond is behind you. You are on the deck directly over the dam that maintains Goose Pond's water level. At low tide, you can hear water dripping out of the dam from Goose Pond into the creek. When the tide is out, fiddler crabs emerge to feed on the exposed mud. They're called fiddler crabs because the males have one greatly enlarged front claw that seemingly resembles a fiddle. They wave this claw to attract females and to warn other males away from their territory. If a male loses his larger claw, the smaller one will grow. Fiddler crabs are a favorite food of whimbrels. Whimbrels are large shorebirds easily identified by their long, down-curved bills. You can frequently hear them calling in the evening as they fly over the marsh to the bay. They pass through Wellfleet on their fall migration south, usually arriving around mid-July and stay until October. Whimbrels roost at Monomoy at night. They spend their days feeding between Monomoy and Wellfleet Bay. Another large short bird with a distinctive call is the willet. It says its own name. Willets breed in the salt marsh at Wellfleet Bay. In flight, their wings show a distinctive black and white pattern, but at rest, they are plain and nondescript birds. Ospreys return to Cape Cod every summer to breed. Fish-eating raptors, they are often seen flying across the marsh to their nests with a large fish in their talons. Here's the osprey's call. Salt marshes are coastal grasslands that are cyclically flooded by ocean tides. They are among the most important and productive ecosystems in the world because they function as nurseries for the young of a wide variety of marsh and marine species of fish, shellfish, and crustaceans. The salt marsh is so productive because the mixing of fresh and salt water creates a nutrient-rich environment. The tidal fluctuations of the creeks facilitate nutrient exchange. Twice daily, the tide inundates the marsh with minerals and oxygen that help salt marsh plants grow. Wellfleet Bay's expansive marsh is the only unditched salt marsh on outer Cape Cod. It is an important place for conservation research because it is one of the few naturally functioning tidal marsh ecosystems left in the region. The Austins did not participate in the federal government's mosquito control campaign that ditched more than 90% of the salt marshes along the East Coast. Ditches drain out creeks and pools, change vegetation patterns, and reduce wildlife value of a salt marsh. Ditching is now illegal. One natural form of mosquito control is provided by the minnows that eat mosquito larvae as they live in the waters of the marsh.
With your back to marker 11, stand at the corner so that the railing is on your right. Follow it for about 10 feet to the next corner. Instead of turning the corner, walk straight across the boardwalk for about 8 feet until you reach another 4-foot tall fence. Find marker 12, which is affixed to the hand railing. When you find the marker, press 12.